Any idea when you're going to be finished here?
2 weeks.
When I do get the permits, how long will the job take?
2 weeks.
How long will it take to put this place together?
2 weeks.
Well, ain't this place a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere.
Yeah, have you been through that before? Have you picked the wrong contractor in the past? Have you had one of the nightmare experiences? We're here to try and coach you along in making sure you don't make those decisions and make those mistakes. And what we're here to tell you is that for every hour or every day that you spend investigating the contractor that you're going to pick, it equals weeks and weeks of agony you won't go through once the job is starting. I like to use the parallel that, look, if when you're in the interview process with two or three candidates to do the remodeling project at your home, if they're showing up late, if they're never as prepared as they say they're going to be, they're not coming with everything they said they would have, if they're not doing everything they can within their power to impress you during this courtship period, do you think it's going to get better after you sign the contract? Do you think they're going to magically start showing up on time every single day? Do you think they're magically going to start being organized and proceeding the project as you think it should? No. If they're not impressing you in the courtship, run. Do not walk away. Kick them off your property. Do whatever you have to do. They should be showing up on time. They should be prepared. We're going to continue our conversation here on tips on how to pick a remodeling contractor with our distinguished guest. We've assembled a crew of Rosie certified remodeling contractors from all over the state of Arizona. We've got John Reuter from Assurance Builders. John, Rosie certified contractor for, I don't know, 6-7 years now, right?
I think it's four.
Is it four?
Yep.
No, it's got to be longer than that, huh?
Man. You know what? We usually list how long, and you're joined on our website.
Well,
I'll check and get back to you.
Our certified remodeler for the Tucson area, and we certainly get lots of accolades about this,
well,
the work
you're
doing for the Tucson homeowners. We appreciate you upholding the Rosie banner as high as you do. You do a great job, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right. And we've got the Hartmans from Sedona.
We're brand new.
Brand new members. But, boy, we sure needed somebody in that Sedona, Verde Valley area.
Well, we've been listening to you for years, and you were the only ones, I think, that paralleled our thinking. And when we got together, it really is a great, great union.
Well, we appreciate, because we get calls from Phoenix area. You know, I've got a home here, I've got a home there, and I've got to constantly be sending, you know, them to someone up there. So now all of the second homes in Sedona and Verde Valley area are taken care of by the Hartmans. We appreciate y'all joining. I got to find somebody for the White Mountains. I can't tell you how hard a time I've had finding a contractor for the White Mountains. Elk season opens, deer season opens, or the fish start biting. And every contractor in the White Mountains instantly becomes unavailable. So it's a real challenge. And we've got Tom Riley of Renovation serving the Prescott area for the last, what did you say, 30 years?
Yes, this will be our 30th year.
Okay. Well, Tom, I've got a question for you. You are a licensed architect.
Yes, I am.
You are a licensed remodeling contractor.
I'm a licensed general contractor, both commercially and residentially.
I want to introduce you to someone that's on hold right now. It's Robert in Scottsdale, and he has a question specifically for you. Robert, welcome to Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to Tom Riley, Renovations.
Hello, Robert.
Good morning, everyone. I appreciate you taking my call, and I was just curious if you could speak to the benefits of actually hiring an architect or a designer to do drawings so that you have documents to show the bidders and the benefits of having someone like that helping you select a contractor.
Well, we could write a book on that. Tom, you go first.
Well, I will tell you that it's a benefit to have an architect or a designer do the drawings ahead of time, depending upon the project that you're doing. If you're simply replacing the cabinets in your kitchen without redesigning the configuration of the cabinets or the countertops, you probably don't need an architect or a designer. However, if you want to make your kitchen better than what it is now, having an architect involved with the process is something that I strongly recommend. The design process that you go through is a very, very important part of any kind of a remodeling project of that nature where you're going to be changing things. And the experience that an architect has in designing these kinds of things is really important. You need to be careful, though. When you hire a designer or an architect, make sure they've done remodeling, because remodeling is a different animal than new construction and new houses. And I think that you need to find out what they've done for remodeling in the past. So, and for having them help you pick a contractor, well, when they hire us, that's pretty easy because I'm both. But to hire others and have somebody in the industry as a third party help you pick a contractor can help you go through a review process or a process to try to a selection process, and they can shorten it for you quite a bit.
It's really important to make sure the synergy and the chemistry between the whole team works. I could,
well, absolutely.
You know, I could write an article on the great experiences I've had with architects and interior designers in the state of Arizona. I could write a novel about the nightmares I've had with architects and interior designers. Mark, you were talking just a minute ago about I think it was a project you currently got going now. You're trying to run a schedule. You've got a designer that may be adding some challenges to you, or a homeowner not making selections as quick. Talk a little bit about the other side of having that.
Well, we have a really nice homeowner. She lives out of state, but she's very easily influenced by her interior decorator and designer. And we have furniture coming March 1st, and we were suddenly making changes at this late date. The cabinets are already in. The flooring just went down.
That's 2 weeks away.
And the appliances the appliances arrive February 26th. And all of a sudden, we started doing changes about the paint color. And, oh, I don't want this room with that old carpet anymore. I want to put new carpet in here. And let's take the new wood floor out in the hallway that you just put in and make that carpet. It's getting real late in the program to do that, but that's because of an interior decorator. There are, as you say, are good stories and bad stories.
There has to be
that chemistry. There has to be an understanding. That's, well, Tom said something that was very important, that he's both an architect and a builder. I think that your architect or your designer needs to have that building experience to understand schedule.
Yeah. Or at least be willing to work very closely with the builder, so you're doing something reasonable.
And see, that's kind of the new paradigm, Robert, and this is what I want you to hear loud and clear. Historically, we'll have an architect or interior designer dream up a dream plan for a project that you two have shared. And I can't tell you how many times when the contractors are then brought in to submit bids for that, we find out it has been over-designed to the point that it's 300, 400, or 500% over anything you could possibly afford. I'm going to tell you that picking an architect and interior designer early is a great way to get what you want, but please get the contractor involved early. And I think you and your designer, you and your architect should pick the contractor together, because this third-party arrangement has historically been set up by the architects as being your sense of protection, that they can protect you from the contractors. Well, I'm here to tell you that your biggest sense of protection in a project like this is making sure you're on the same team. And there is a level of holding each other accountable, but it isn't an adversarial role. And that too often is what it degenerates into. So be careful. Put your team together early. It's a process we call value engineering. The designer or architect comes up with some preliminary drawings. Have your contractor already selected, have gone through this process already, have them put preliminary numbers together, and as the scope and as the drawings and as the plans and as the finish schedule comes together, that number should be getting tighter and tighter and closer to what the actual number is going to be. Work together as a team to put it together. Do not go out and get something completely drawn, specified, and written up, and then go to the street with that to get it bid. I promise you, Robert, that is a recipe for disaster. Do I get some affirmation there? John Reuter, Assurance Builders?
Yeah, totally.
What's your experience?
I agree with that. And when you do that, you know, the lowest price doesn't obviously mean greater value. You know, you're looking for people that may come in there just to underbid the job initially to get their foot in the door, knowing they can add change orders and other things to just take more money out of the job. I think the advantage of having an architect involved is really the definition of the scope of work and really clarifying the expectations that this project needs. And then you can start interviewing the contractors that can really fulfill those expectations and have the history of fulfilling, successfully fulfilling those expectations, you know, and looking at other projects that they've done. But, you know, the architect can add a lot of value for the engineering that goes along with it, helping you define the long-term goals for the property. So they add a lot of value to that. But just to take that plan to the street is scary.
Yeah, it really is a recipe for heartbreak. It generally doesn't work out the way everybody had hoped. So put the team together early, Robert. We appreciate the phone call. When we get back, we're going to talk about the other very ticklish subject in remodeling, what to do about the payment plan. How many times do I get phone calls over the last 25 years of someone who has the job has been abandoned? They have prepaid for 80% of the job. It's 30% done, and the homeowner now is stuck having to pay someone else to come in and finish a job. And I promise you, it's going to cost a lot more to bring somebody in midstream to finish a project than it is going to be. The most expensive estimate many times is the low bidder.
And it's very hard for a good contractor to come in and fix someone else's work and have the homeowner understand, the other guy did this. I can't warranty that. I'll warranty everything past this, but I can't do anything about this bedroom unless we take it down, which now you're going back to paying for more demolition that you already had and starting over. It's hugely expensive. Like Dad said, the most expensive bid is the lowest bid.
Many times.
Back right after this.
LiftMaster overhead garage door operators are the best in the business. The garage is often the most abused room in the house. It gets cluttered and filled up with so much stuff, you can't even park your car in it.